percent. The countries retaliated with tariffs of their own. Erica Brown, CBS News, Washington.
The size of the DOGE task force proposed job cuts is raising eyebrows. CBS's Michael Wallace with examples.
Potentially 80,000 job cuts at the Department of Veterans Affairs, up to 45,000 at the IRS. The dismantling of USAID. 80% of federal jobs are based outside the Washington, D.C. area.
Former U.S. Comptroller General David Walker calls the size of the cuts extraordinary and says he's concerned with the speed and lack of transparency. A federal appeals court sides with the Trump administration, allowing the removal of Hampton Dellinger as head of the Office of Special Counsel. This as a legal battle rages over the president's authority to fire the special counsel. The alleged mastermind of the deadly 2021 Abbey Gate airport attack in Afghanistan has faced a judge. CBS's Scott McFarlane was in the courtroom.
The suspected ISIS-K terrorist standing in a U.S. court answering for an historic attack, informed he'd be held in jail till further hearings and faces the prospect of life in prison if convicted.
Three skiers provided access to slopes by a helicopter are confirmed dead as they were after they were caught in a large avalanche yesterday in Alaska. CBS's Wendy Gillette.
It happened Tuesday afternoon in Alaska's backcountry near the ski community of Girdwood, south of Anchorage. The group was heliskiing. The company they were with tried to rescue the skiers but was unable to do so because the snow is so deep.
Guides saying they were buried in 40 to 100 feet of snow. At least seven people have been hurt, four seriously, after a training accident during a joint military drill involving U.S. forces in South Korea. Reporter Alex Jensen has more from Seoul.
A South Korean fighter jet accidentally dropped eight bombs outside of the designated training range, according to local officials. Buildings, including a church and several houses, were hit in a village located near the training area.
Americans are finding it harder to pay their medical bills. A Gallup survey finds that $74 billion was borrowed by 31 million Americans to pay for health care last year. Most borrowed at least $500. This is CBS News.
Brought to you by Progressive Insurance. You could save big when you bundle your auto, home, motorcycle, RV, or boat. Visit Progressive.com.
Hi, everyone. Tom Mustin here for the Legal Help Center. If you or a loved one were injured in an accident and think you deserve compensation, listen up, because we have legal professionals standing by right now to answer your questions for free. You'll find out if you have a case and how much money it's potentially worth. Call 800-460-3550. That's 800-460-3550. The call is free. The consultation is free. And you can speak with a live agent 24/7. So, if you or someone you know were injured in an accident of any kind, take advantage of this opportunity and speak with a live agent right now. Find out if you have a case and how much money you could potentially get. Call 800-460-3550. That's 800-460-3550. 800-460-3550. Call now. Advertisement sponsored by Legal Help Center. May not be available in all states.
The Texas measles outbreak rose to nearly 160 cases, nearly half are patients who had never been vaccinated, including one child who died. A South Florida school reports what's believed to be that state's first case of the measles.
The case was reported at a Miami-Dade high school. Some students say they're concerned.
Well, a lot of people are kind of close together, and we're all, like, right here, so it could spread really quickly. COVID is over, so we don't wear masks or sanitize very often anymore.
School officials say they're keeping concerned parents informed and will host a vaccination clinic. Florida's the 11th state with a measles case. Peter King, CBS News, Orlando.
New Jersey Devils leading scorer Jack Hughes, who slammed into the board Sunday night, is done for the season after having shoulder surgery. Hughes missing the remainder of the regular season at potentially the playoffs is a blow to the Devils as they look to qualify after missing last year. Jennifer Kuiper, CBS News.
Meteorologist Rodney Price. Our skies turning partly cloudy in the overnight. Northwest winds still breezy. Overnight lows in the lower to middle 20s. On Thursday, we'll see sunshine, northwest winds, highs in the upper 30s to near 40. A chance of snow Friday. Right now, it's 28.
Thank you. girls are hip, I really dig those styles they wear. And the southern girls with the way they talk, they knock me out when I'm down there. The Midwest farmer's daughters really make you feel alright. And the northern girls with the way they kiss, they keep their boyfriends warm at night. I wish they all could be California. I wish they all could be California. I wish they all could be California girls.
The Wind Point Lighthouse. Local news and timeless hits.
WRJN.
Through the mirror
I'm tired of you. cafe was empty. Then I heard Jose say, man, you know you're in trouble plenty. So I dropped my drink from my hand and through the window I ran. And as I rode away, I could hear her say to Jose, yeah, come a little bit closer, you're my kind of man. So big and so strong, come a little bit closer, I'm all alone and the night is so long.
News and timeless hits on WRJN. Hey, good evening. I'm Chris Morrow. Glad you're here as we cruise through the night together. More great timeless hits just moments away on WRJN.
Is chronic pain draining your energy? Relief is closer than you think. Racine Disc Center specializes in treating chronic and severe pain that prevents you from living the life you want. From disc and knee decompression to laser therapy, they have state-of-the-art equipment that can provide life-changing pain relief without medication or surgery. Just think, by summer, you could be doing things you haven't done in years, like exercising or taking that trip on your bucket list. Visit RacineDiscCenter.com, where you go to get your life back.
Power Up Series, brought to you by Swiffer Power Mop. Using a mop and bucket is not the only way to get your floors clean. There's a quicker way. Kick the bucket with the Swiffer Power Mop. It has built-in solution that breaks down dirt and grime, and a pad with 300-plus scrubbing strips that absorb and lock sticky messes. Brought to you by the Swiffer Power Mop, the all-in-one cleaning tool that gives you a mop and bucket clean in half the time. Mop smarter with the Swiffer Power Mop.
We are the keepers of the wild. For more than 80 years, we've been committed to conserving the natural landscapes that define our nation. Nothing is more important than maintaining wild spaces for adventurers to explore and wildlife to thrive. We are America's hunters and target shooters. Together with firearm, ammunition, and archery manufacturers, we've supported the conservation of more than 36 million acres of American wildlands. For more information, visit OutdoorStewards.org.
Things we've done together, while our hearts were young. 98 years, WRJN has been Racine's trusted source for local news. And now, we brought back the timeless hits, too. Spanning the greatest music from the biggest stars of rock and roll, like Elvis, Marvin Gaye, The Supremes, The Monkees, Love and Spoonful, The Beatles, Chuck Berry, and more. Your home for local news and timeless hits. WRJN. Jane Brown, y'all.
1 month ago today, I was happy as a lark. But now, I go for walks, to the movies, maybe to the park. I have a seat on the same old bench to watch the children play. You know, tomorrow is their future. But for me, just another day. They all gather around me. They seem to know my name. We laugh, tell a few jokes, but it still doesn't ease my pain. I know I can't hide from a memory, though day after day I've tried. I keep saying she'll be back, but today again I've lied. Something, anything that she would send. With all the people I know, I'm still a lonely man. You know, it's funny. I thought I had her in the palm of my hand.
local news and timeless hits. WRJN.
Just yesterday morning, they let me know you were gone. Suzanne, the plans they made put an end to you. I walked out this morning and I wrote down this song. I just can't remember who to send it to. I've seen fire and I've seen rain. I've seen sunny days that I thought would never end. I've seen lonely times when I could not find a friend. But I always thought that I'd see you again. Won't you look down upon me, Jesus? You gotta help me make a stand. Just got to see me through another day. My body's aching and my time is at hand. I won't make it any other way. Oh, I've seen fire and I've seen rain. I've seen sunny days that I thought would never end. Seen lonely times when I could not find a friend. But I always thought that I'd see you again. Been walking my mind to an easy time, my back turned towards the sun. Lord knows when the cold wind blows, it'll turn your head around. Well, there's hours of time on the telephone line to talk about things to come. Sweet dreams and flying machines in pieces on the ground. Oh, I've seen fire and I've seen rain. I've seen sunny days that I thought would never end. I've seen lonely times when I could not find a friend. But I always thought that I'd see you, baby, one more time again. Thought I'd see you one more time again. There's just a few things coming my way this time around now. Thought I'd see you finally.
I was feeling so bad.
Local news, timeless hits on WRJN. Once again, Racine's home for Paul Harvey and the rest of the story. Listen weekday mornings at 7:25 with Don Rosen. And again at 12:05 with Dan Marcus. The rest of the story with Paul Harvey is back on WRJN.
Wounded Warrior Project has been there for me since that first day in the hospital. They got me out of the house. They got me connected with other veterans, and they helped me face my PTSD. They support me and my family at every turn. And now I'm helping other warriors realize that they're not alone.
Through our hands-on programs, supportive community, and ongoing advocacy, we help post-9/11 veterans realize what's possible. Learn more at woundedwarriorproject.org/possible.
Listening to Buck Owens, do, 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 looking out my back door. Tambourines and elephants are playing in the band. Won't you take a ride on the flying spoon? Do, 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 one horse apparition provided by magician. Do, 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 looking out my back door.
at the sun, catch you crying. The night's the time for all your tears. Your heart may be broken tonight, but tomorrow in the morning light, don't let the sun catch you crying. The nighttime shadows disappear, and with them go all your tears. All the morning will bring joy for every girl and boy. So don't let the sun catch you crying. We know the crying. May be hard to discover that you've been left for another. But don't forget that love's a game, and it can always come again. Oh, don't let the sun catch you crying. Don't let the sun catch you crying. Oh no. Oh oh oh.
Local news and timeless hits. WRJN, Racine, Kenosha.
This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Christopher Cruz in Washington. President Trump has told Hamas to release all of the remaining Israeli hostages. He called it his last warning. On his Truth Social platform, Trump said he's sending Israel everything it needs to finish the job. CBS's Deborah Pata reports from East Jerusalem.
And the White House has confirmed the U.S. is in direct negotiations with Hamas for the first time since the group was formed. It said Special Envoy Adam Bola had the authority to talk to anyone to do what's in the best interest of the American people.
CBS News has learned the Trump administration wants the VA to eliminate tens of thousands of jobs. CBS's Michael Wallace has details.
In an internal memo, the VA's chief of staff calls for a return to 2019 staffing levels before the Biden administration expanded the VA to 479,000 employees to help treat the growing number of veterans impacted by burn pits. The memo tells VA leaders to work with the Department of Government Efficiency, DOGE, to identify which job should be cut.
The president has responded to pressure from automakers who want him to hold off on imposing tariffs on the vehicles they import. CBS's Weisha Zhang has that.
President Trump had a call with the big three U.S. automakers, Ford, Stellantis, and GM, who have been pressuring him for a carve-out for vehicles built in Canada and Mexico. The White House announced a one-month exemption for cars and trucks.
As people in the Los Angeles area clean up environmental hazards resulting from January's devastating wildfires, there's growing concern about the effect on nearby marine ecosystems. CBS News environmental correspondent David Schechter has spoken with scientists.
The concern is that lead or cadmium are really bad.